You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
Usher, 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 Usher,
till the end of intermission?
Is that how the show should open?
Should there even be a show?
No, it should start with what he's thinking,
which is just a cursor blinking, cause of all of the directions that the narrative could go.
It's a show what it's like to live up here and travel the world in a fat black queer body.
How many minutes till the end of intermission?
No one cares about a writer who is struggling to write.
The science way too repetitious
and so overly ambitious,
which of course makes them suspicious that you think white.
He has to fight for his right to live in a world that chews up and spits out black queers on the daily.
Blackness, queerness, fighting back to fill this cis het all white space
with a portrait of
system that's distorted.
Watch them write you off as lazy, not to mention navel gazing.
Like you both in craft and rigor,
cause you're just
Less than two. Good evening. You are listening to 101.5 The Hawk. I'm your host, Lila McLoche, and this is Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen. Tonight, our featured album is A Strange Loop, written by Michael R. Jackson. We just heard the opening number from the show entitled Intermission Song. Jackson's off-Broadway musical won the 2020 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. The award is for a distinguished play by an American author, preferably original in its source and dealing with American life. It comes with a cash prize of $15,000. Here's how the Pulitzer described his work. A metafictional musical that tracks the creative process of an artist transforming issues of identity, race, and sexuality that once pushed him to the margins of the cultural mainstream into a meditation on universal human fears and insecurities. In the liner notes of the cast album, available from Yellow Sound Label, writer Michael R. Jackson said, "I never imagined the musical would be produced. I assumed the theater world would find it too raw, too edgy, too queer, and too black to ever allow it on the stage. That assumption also freed me up to write this show and exactly as I heard it in my head. The fact that I get to write these liner notes for an original cast album of an acclaimed and sold-out production on a major New York theater stage 18 years after I initially put pen to paper is beyond a dream come true. It also gives me hope for a commercial and nonprofit musical theater that will open its doors and its wallets to musicals that are just as challenging and unconventional as my big, black, and queer-ass American Broadway show." A Strange Loop is only the 10th musical to win a Pulitzer Prize for Drama, but it is the first one to ever win this award without ever having a Broadway production. And with this announcement, Jackson is the first black writer to win the Pulitzer Prize for a musical theater work. When the Pulitzers announced his win, he responded on Twitter with the following tweet. Never in my wildest dreams. Thank you to everyone who has supported me on my journey to such an incredible honor. I'm sure I'll have more to say once I've caught my breath and looked at all these text messages and emails. But for now, thank you.
We want to know what's going on in New York. We want to know what's going on in your life. With people there living any which way. And to heck with what the B-I-B-L-E say. We want to know what's going on in New York. We want to know if you've been chasing your dream. Cause after what me and your dad went through, to send your black booty to NYU, it appears you be just running around and without any direction.
Without any direction.
If that's what you really wanted to do, then why did you just stay here?
Cause you're selfish.
Every time we call you up, you just claim that you done made some connection.
You're so full of doo-doo, your eyes is brown.
You can lie to yourself if you want, but you can lie to me, dear. Around it with an MFA. So now you're gonna write me a gospel play.
Like Tyler Perry.
Cause Tyler Perry writes real life.
Tyler Perry knows how to bring everything together with all the stories and all the singing and all the different people talking.
And Tyler Perry don't never forget to bring in the spirituality.
Cause Tyler Perry loves his mom
and the Lord.
So write a nice, clean Tyler Perry like gospel play for your parents, please.
It's the least you could do after all the love we done gave.
And all the money we done come off of.
Unless you don't love your mama.
Or the Lord.
On days his blackness feels like another hurdle that won't get out of his way. His inner white girl starts kicking like a baby. She wants to come out and play. She doesn't care if she ruffles any feathers. In fact, that is her MO. There he's the king of avoiding confrontation. There's not a bomb she won't throw. Because white girls can do anything, can't they? Black boys must always obey their mothers. White girls can do anything, can't they? Can't they? Can't they? Can't they? Some days it feels like his blackness is a treasure that's under constant attack. His inner white girl protects it from marauders. She always takes up the slack. She lets him feel like a human supernova, like he could conquer the earth, like he's the heir to the power and oppression. Her kind of wielded since birth. Because white girls can do anything, can't they? Black boys must always obey their mothers. White girls can do anything, can't they? Can't they? Can't they? Can't they? They get to be cool, tall, vulnerable, and luscious. They get to be wild and unwise. They get to be shy. Black boys don't get to be cool, tall, vulnerable, and luscious. Don't get to be wild and unwise. Don't get to be shy and introspective. Don't get to make noise, don't get to fantasize. His blackness doesn't look blue in any moonlight, which makes him harder to see. That's why he clings to his silly inner white girl, the same one clinging to me. We wanna be free, we wanna belong. We want either love or validation, but neither come easily. So her siren song keeps us in total subjugation. Boys must always obey!
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
You are listening to Center Stage on 101.5 The Hawk. I'm your host, Lila McLoche. Our featured album tonight is A Strange Loop, written by Michael R. Jackson. Last week, Jackson was named the winner of the 2020 Pulitzer Prize for Drama for his groundbreaking work. As if that news wasn't exciting enough, last week the Dramatists Guild of America also named Michael R. Jackson the recipient of the 2019 Hall Warriner Award for his musical A Strange Loop. Established in 1971, the Hall Warriner Award is the only award given by playwrights to playwrights and is presented annually to an American author or authors selected by the Dramatists Guild of America Council. The award, named after the late playwright Elizabeth Hall, recognizes a work that deals with social, political, or religious mores of the time. In addition, A Strange Loop was named the best musical of the 2019-2020 season by the New York Drama Critics Circle and was nominated for the Lucille Lortel Award for Outstanding Musical. The production also recently earned 6 Drama Desk Award nominations. Congratulations, Michael R. Jackson! Jackson wrote the book, music, and lyrics for the musical A Strange Loop. It explores the thoughts of a black queer writer working a job he hates while writing his original musical, a piece about a black queer composer working a job he hates while writing his original musical. Michael R. Jackson never believed his musical, A Strange Loop, would be produced because he thought people would think it was too confrontational, black, queer, and just too much. He told Out Magazine when he was named one of their Entertainers of the Year for 2019, "I wrote this story because I felt like I never saw myself reflected." He continued, "I never quite saw something that was an examination of what it was like to be a self, in general, and to be a black queer self in particular. It feels nice to know that people from all different backgrounds find cause to reflect themselves and to reflect on a black queer protagonist at the center of it."
writing a gospel play, writing a gospel play, writing a gospel play, 'cause that's what the people want. Okay, show title, Show Me How to Pray, a spiritual urban drama.
Jesus never fails. As long as you keep praying, Jesus never fails. You think my ass is playing?
Shanitha, Michelle, I done made some tater salad. Come on now, I done put my foot in this.
Uh-oh, Aunt Patty, I love me some tater salad now, and I'm hungry as his ale.
Yo, fast behind ain't hungry for nothing but a crack rock and a stripper pole. Girl, go wash your hand.
Aunt Patty, only Gore can judge me, and he seemed quite impressed. So don't come for me, ha-ha-ha-ha, unless I twirl for you.
Shell. What wrong, baby? You ain't eating up your tater salad.
Oh, Aunt Patty, how can I eat tater salad when there's no ring on my finger? Michelle, girl, you better forget about that ring and learn how to drop it like it's hot. Ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga.
Fix it, Jesus.
I did everything I was supposed to. I stayed in school. I kept my legs closed. I was faithful and paid my tithes and offering. Because Mark 12 and 17 says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and render unto God what is God's. God say, bitch, better have my money right here.
Girl, if you don't sit down, I'ma pop you in the face with one of my world famous patty pies.
Did somebody say patty pie? 'Cause I'm hungry as his hell. I wore flesh-colored stockings. I got a perm. Then a wig that I put on top of that perm as a protective style. I became a high-powered vice president of a bank.
But I'm still so, so lonely. Oh, baby, rest your head on Aunt Patty's bosom.
When is it my turn to walk into a room and say, eyes might now, Miss Seeley.
Well, have you prayed?
I get down on my black knees every night. I know what I do down on my black knees, girl.
Well, if you're getting down on your knees and the Lord isn't blessing you the way you think he ought to, then maybe you don't know how to pray. Maybe you don't know how to pray.
Maybe you don't know
how to pray. In times like these, you gotta get down on your knees and ask him for the word you should say. And I know you feel like your cousin Shanitha doing better than you, 'cause she be out there prostituting herself to all these men who be touching her on the vagina. And I know you feel like your cousin Sheree doing better than you, 'cause she got the money to build herself a chateau in Atlanta. But remember Proverbs 31 and 10 says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. So keep your knees bent in prayer, and the Lord thy God will send you a light-skinned man with no education who will put you in the split-level mansion of your dream shell.
Aunt Patty, all I really want is a ring. Baby, the devil got your ass in a swing. Na-na-na-na.
On days like these, it's like a trapdoor on trapeze. And you don't know what these stupid paper doll characters should sing.
Jesus,
and I like Wicked. I come up every year to see my shows. I'm from Miami Beach, you know, in Florida, like Dorothy, Blanche, Sophia, and Rose. All my life I've lived for others, made space for every dream except my own. But then one day I looked into the mirror and saw that I was old and all alone. So my advice, don't play nice, don't look back and don't think twice. Don't let doubt get in the way of what you want. Just roll the dice, stay the course, seize the day, ride your horse into the fray. Live your life and tell your story in exactly the same way, truthfully and without fear. Despite those who wish you would disappear, find joy inside your life while you're still here. That's your challenge from a sympathetic ear. If you're not scared to write the truth, then it's probably not worth writing. And if you're not scared of living the truth, then it's probably not worth living.
T-minus 10 seconds.
From the top of Hamilton's escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.
A Strange Loop is about a black gay man who's writing a musical about a black gay man who's writing a musical about a black gay man who's writing a musical about a black gay man who is trying to change himself. And I sometimes call it a portrait of the portrait of the portrait of the portrait of the black gay artist as a young man. More than 15 years ago, I was just down the street at the New Amsterdam Theater ushering for 5 years at the Lion King and at Mary Poppins, ringing chimes at intermission. And so it's so cool that I was able to take sort of the skeleton of that experience and bring it to Playwrights Horizons, which is a theater, one of the first theaters that I came to when I moved to New York as an undergrad. Not only am I a writer of theater, I'm also a consumer of it. Even when I would see representations of, say, black people or queer people or black and queer people, they never were representations that really, that I felt like I perfectly aligned with. And so part of what I wanted to do with this Strange Loop was to create a character and an experience that was my experience, and I'm putting my in scare quotes for a reason. I wanted to show the not as glamorous parts of being a black queer person in the world in a non-traumatic way, but truthful. There are difficulties that one can go through in that body that are not necessarily about their destruction. I really like what Robert O'Hara says about theater, is that everyone is welcome, but no one is safe. And I'm interested in sort of, like, you may not be this, but there are things that you can relate to. And this is a test of your empathy, which I think is what theater should be in the first place. I hope that the audience leaves the theater of A Strange Loop thinking about what it means to be a self in general, and what it might mean to be a black queer self in particular.
Why did I do that? What did that do for me? What a performance. Where are my boundaries? I threw my hands up, he blew my house down. All I ever wanted was to jump off of a precipice, launch my golden parachute, a win for the record book. Thought I had what it took, not as smart as I look, 'cause now I'm practically in traction. Why did I do that? Down on my hands and knees, why play submissive? What are my boundaries? Thought it would learn me if I let it burn me. All I ever wanted was to show that I was tough enough, big enough and strong enough to slow down a speeding train. Outrun the bulls in Spain. I swerved outside my lane. My brakes went out and now I'm broken. Still I beat myself up. Still I knock myself down. And still I flip myself off in the mirror, which makes me feel really bad, which
feel really good, which makes me feel like the stupidest asshole. Rubber wants to hit the open road, but I keep dwelling on the past. I pray that someday I will change. Stranger things have happened. Each time I try to chart my course, wild horses throw me off by force. Same old story, lurching after glory, and I fall short. Why do I do this? Bow down and people please. I can't know freedom without clear boundaries. Till I draw boundaries, I have no boundaries.
I'm Lila Miklosh, and this is Center Stage on 101.5 The Hawk. If you want to stay up to date with what's happening on the show, you could always join the Center Stage with Lila Miklosh on 101.5 The Hawk Facebook fan page. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Lila Miklosh, that's at LYLAMIKLOS, or on Instagram at @TheReal_LilaMiklosh. Then you can stay up to date with what's happening on the show, ticket giveaways, interviews, reviews, and more. Our featured album tonight has been the Pulitzer Prize winning A Strange Loop by Michael R. Jackson. A big huge shout out to Yellow Sound Label for sending this cast recording my way so I could share it with you, my listeners. Just after the break, we heard an interview that Michael R. Jackson did for Playwrights Horizons, where his show A Strange Loop was staged as a co-production with Page 73 Productions. The cast include Antoine Harper, L. Morgan Lee, John Andrew Morrison, Jason Veazey, James Jackson Jr., John Michael Lyles, and Larry Owens. The next song we're going to hear is called Periodically. The writer, Michael R. Jackson, said this is one of the oldest songs in A Strange Loop. A tiny part of it was adapted from a voicemail his mother left him when he turned 26. It's meant to be an emotional roller coaster of the deep love and homophobia that Usher's mother feels, and Usher's perception and perhaps internalization of that love and homophobia.
Usher's walk of shame from Inwood takes him deeper into a strange loop, which is precisely the moment he gets his annual birthday voicemail from Mom.
I'd just like to remind you periodically that I love you, son. If you ever should find you need encouragement, then you call me, son. I am your mama, and I've always loved you, even when you be doing me wrong. I went through labor, hours of labor, to bring you along. And you mean all the world to me. You mean all the world to me. You're the reason I'm singing this song. This is the day, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. He has a milestone in my baby's life. You turn 26 on the 26th, and this will never happen again. So enjoy your day. You were born at 8:31 this morning, my love. Mom loves you. You turn 26 on the 26th. I hope I'm the first one to call you. But even if I'm not, with the exception of our dear Heavenly Father, I am the one that loves you the most. I just like to remind you periodically. Read your Bible, son. Don't put Jesus behind you. Periodically, read your Bible, son. One, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days on the earth will be long. Two, be encouraged. Ye may feel helpless, but Jesus is strong. And three, And most importantly, it's the reason I'm singing this song. Listen at me now. Man is for woman, and woman for man. The rest is confusion, and I ain't God's plan. All of these Hollywood homosexuals waving gay flags all day and night, stacking their fangs up each other's buttholes. I'm telling you, son, that it just ain't right. It ain't right, it ain't right, it ain't right with God. It ain't right, it ain't right, it ain't right with me. And I just need to call up my baby boy and remind him of that periodically. Cause I love you, and I don't want your soul to be wasted. It hurts me so bad, sometimes I can't taste it. Hell is real. Sin is burning, sin is churning in rivers of fire, because of filthy, unholy desire. Love you, don't repent, cause you know it would please us. Son, you should do it so you can see Jesus. He is real, and he loves you, and he don't want your soul to be wasted, because the pain of the world he done faced. Despite all my pain and my strife, I'll just keep on praying your reprobate lifestyle isn't real. Why do you hate us?
I don't hate you.
Getting up in front of all of these people and showing them how much you hate us.
Mom, I don't hate you. I don't hate you.
And why would you write about us like this?
Because I love you!
You don't love me. If you loved me, you would have made your daddy run out of here with tears in his eyes. If you loved me, you'd have found you a church home in New York. If you loved me, you'd have brought me home a daughter-in-law and a grandbaby by now. If you loved me, you'd be able to fly me around the world like Tyler Perry.
Her precious little dream.
But oh no, you are frightened about life.
Came tumbling down.
Never mind, doo-doo bank student loans calling my house looking for your black butt.
All the time she spends building it up.
Just lollygagging up there in New York ain't half doing nothing.
And after all of the things that she's been through,
probably out there dressing up and pretending like you was a white woman.
You come along and crush
talking it. Talking about you want a black man.
In the palm of your hand.
Like a real black man would want to kiss you.
You come along and flush it.
The Bible says homosexuality is worse than murder. My precious little dream.
It never ends with you.
My little boy.
Repeat, repeat, repeat.
God, after all this time, why can't you give it up?
Oh, no, you have to turn this on me. I know I'm a good mama.
Cause if you knew all the things that I've been through.
To cut me open to get you, did you know that? I bled and bled, they pulled your black butt out of my stomach.
You'd rue the ways you attacked me.
Your aunt Hattie said the homosexuality was just
you'd
a thing.
You'd rue the ways we
but
fought.
But you're 26 years old and you still
you'd kissing
my name.
You'd you tracked
why
me.
Why couldn't you just be the daughter I always wanted? I'll tell you why, it's cause you're selfish.
Mama, I can suck your titties again. I can crawl back up inside your womb.
Your nasty little mouth.
You wonder why it's like a graveyard in your living room.
And all I can do is cry.
You wanna cry. Mama, go right ahead.
My steps are growing short on this earth, my
but
son.
But I won't cry, Mama, cause I'm not there.
And one day you won't have me at all.
And you're not there.
Then you'll be all alone.
Time just has this way of tearing down the dreams we think we live in. Spinning wheels in Motor Town. So effed up.
overblown in false display, just like in a gospel play.
Put it on my heart to sing this selection in honor of Brother Darnell, who was an abomination just like me. And I can't help but reflect on your husband's words to me at the age of 17, that if I ever acted on my lust for another man, that I would meet the same fate as Darnell, lying in that there box. And those words have kept me HIV free, but completely terrified ever since, because I realized then and there that the only thing worse than dying of AIDS was living with it. And hearing the people you love the most say, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Can I get a witness out there quiet?
Yes.
And so on today, as we prepare to bury yet another un-HBO special, un-Oscar award-winning, abnormal-hearted, un-angel and American black queer in the ground, it is very important that we remember what God's word, your word, Tyler's word, and everybody else's word tells us. AIDS is God's punishment.
Sing your song, brother, sing your song.
For the man who ain't living right.
You hear that, Curtis?
AIDS is God's punishment.
I love the Lord who heard my cry and pitied every groan.
For he who shins in the night.
Let him know, let him know, let him know.
Hey, 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 AIDS is God's punishment. But all darkness, darkness, all darkness, all darkness, all darkness, all darkness comes to light.
Speak on.
He gonna knock them dicks up out your mouth and then, and this is what I like about him. He shall smite. On a two and a three with my altos.
AIDS is God's punishment.
I had a praying and a grandmama.
AIDS is God's punishment.
Come on, man.
AIDS is God's punishment.
These men are deliberate. I don't care what system Matty wanna say about them.
AIDS is God's punishment.
Let's put it all together. Fill the house of the Lord with praise. Shut up in my bones. The Spirit of the Lord is in this temple. Yes! Can you feel it, church? Can you feel it, church? Make me feel it, church. Make me feel God's punishment. Hearts? Gospel play. This is the only way I know how to do it.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario. It's giving me a
heart attack. You are listening to Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen on 101.5 The Hawk. I'm your host, Lila McLoach. Theater artists have been feeling the pain of the worldwide COVID-19 pandemic on a profound level. With theaters shuttered across the world and bans of public gatherings to stop the spread of the virus, those who make their livings by performing on our theater stages are not seeing a return anytime soon to what was considered normal. The summer theater season was just about to begin, with both the Shaw and Stratford festivals about to go into full swing. The Stratford Festival, whose main source of funding is ticket sales, is still trying to keep the spirit alive for theater lovers and artists. They're having weekly live viewing parties on YouTube of past productions that have been filmed, but they've also included brand new pre-show chats with the creative teams. So far, they have shown King Lear starring Colm Feore, Coriolanus starring Andre Sills, and Macbeth starring Ian Lake. Another group of theater artists, headed by Graham Abbey and Dylan Trowbridge, have started a live viewing party on YouTube called Friday Night at the Ghostlight that includes discussions and performances, and you can follow them on YouTube at Ghostlight. Over in the West End across the pond, London's National Theatre has been live streaming productions that they have filmed as well. Coming soon will be Gillian Anderson's stunning turn as Blanche Dubois in A Streetcar Named Desire. And of course, the Hamilton Arts Council continues with their regularly scheduled Facebook live streams from local artists across the city in support of their Artists Relief Fund. You can check out past performances from Wax Mannequin, Jude Johnson, Valerie Tryon, Trevor Kopp, Tom Wilson, Tara Lightfoot, and many more. Our featured album on center stage tonight has been Michael R. Jackson's Pulitzer Prize-winning A Strange Loop. Adam Green wrote a piece for Vogue entitled Why the Brilliant and Improbable Musical, A Strange Loop, Deserved Its Pulitzer. Here is what he had to say. It has not been a season of joy for mankind, much less for that subset of it that earns a living or derives happiness from the theater, which, by definition, involves works of art performed live in front of groups of continuously respirating humans gathered elbow to elbow in the dark. In the wake of the shutdown of New York's theaters on March 12th, countless productions and entire seasons have been canceled, and going to a show has joined a long list of vanished pleasures. That for me include taking my dog on the A train up to Central Park, having a burger and a martini with friends at Jane Street Tavern, and suffering through CrossFit classes with a bunch of other sweaty New Yorkers. In the time of Zoom, there hasn't been much that captures the communal feeling of a live performance, with a few exceptions, notably Michael Urie's brilliant turn in Jonathan Tolan's one-man comedy, Buyer and Seller and Take Me to the World, the star-studded online celebration of Stephen Sondheim's 90th birthday that miraculously managed to make us feel our isolation and togetherness, our fragility and resilience at the same time. So the moment was ripe for something to cause theater Twitter to lose its collective mind, and it came in the form of Monday's announcement that Michael R. Jackson's brilliant and improbable musical A Strange Loop had won the 2020 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. A rapturously received hotter-than-Hamilton ticket during its run at Playwrights Horizon last summer, A Strange Loop is only the 10th musical to win the Pulitzer, not to mention the first of those 10 to do so without a Broadway production. Rent was in tech rehearsal for Broadway when it got the nod, as well as the first Pulitzer Prize-winning musical by a black writer. On the surface, a solipsistic musical about a solipsistic black gay writer struggling to write a solipsistic musical about a solipsistic black gay writer doesn't have surefire smash written all over it, but Jackson brings so much talent, ambition, imagination, and uninhibited no-Fs-given-a-land to the table that he has turned a less-than-promising premise into an exhilarating, harrowing, one-of-a-kind, flawed, but who cares, masterpiece. Though the show takes place entirely inside the mind of its troubled protagonist Usher, there's a lot going on in there, even if the proceedings, as per the title, keep looping on themselves. Hyper-observant and hyper-verbal, Jackson lets his remorselessly satirical eye wander to hilarious and devastating effect from La Vie Boheme of a wannabe artist in New York City and his humiliating online hookups to Tyler Perry gospel plays and the damning homophobia of the black church. With his gift for writing a catchy Broadway tune, Jackson manages to make self-doubt, self-delusion, self-obsession, and self-loathing sing, and I'm pretty sure that he's the first songwriter to pull off a big production number called AIDS is God's Punishment, But to my mind, what makes A Strange Loop so powerful and has allowed it to connect with such a diverse audience is not an attempt to find our common humanity, but an insistence on speaking its own idiosyncratic truth, or as a lyric in the opening song puts it, to show what it's like to live up here and travel through the world in a fat, black, queer body. Jackson is a part of an extraordinary generation of ferociously talented black playwrights that are coming into their own and reshaping the theatrical landscape. They have been reaching wide audiences, not by holding out their hands and inviting us to sing Ebony and Ivory, but by speaking painful truths that shock those of us who embody what Jackson calls the cishet all-white space into recognizing how toxic it is. Not by building a bridge across the racial divide, but by showing us the chasm and paradoxically connecting. Of course, this is not a moment for white self-congratulation. The fact that the rarefied and left-leaning world of the American theater has been slowly, slowly changing doesn't reflect what's happening in the rest of society. The pandemic has shone a harsh light on all that's wrong with our country, not the least the institutional racism that we've always known was baked into our way of life, but has now taken on even crueler power as the virus continues to kill people of color in disproportionate numbers. But we can be grateful for theater artists like Jackson and his peers, creating work that simultaneously hurts and heals, or at least starts the process. There's a very good chance that once we can gather in theaters again, A Strange Loop will be produced on Broadway. And that's an opening night that can't come a moment too soon.
Five-foot-four high school gym, sneaking a cupcake. These are my memories, these are my memories. Shooting hoops off the rim, slow on the uptake. These are my memories, these are my memories. After gym, the locker room, my eyes photographing. Naked me, measures in at 4.5 inches. These are my memories, these are my memories. Of one lone black gay boy I knew who chose to turn his back on the moon. One lone black gay boy I knew who chose to turn his back on the Lord. Guilt and shame, Jesus' name, church every Sunday. These are my memories, these are my memories. Eat his body, drink his blood, communion buffet. These are my memories, sweet sour memories. After church, we're driving home to Radio Crackle. Jazz, blues, apple, Motown blues, and skin is a shackle. The one lone black gay boy I knew who chose to turn his back on the Lord. One lone black gay boy I knew who chose to turn his back on the Lord. These are my memories, sweet sour memories. This is my history, this is my mystery. Mom is napping on the couch and Dad cuts the grass while I watch TV all day long, young and the restless. Like one lone black gay boy I knew who chose to turn his back on the Lord. One lone black gay boy I knew who chose to turn his back on the Lord. Dad is drunken on the couch while Mom eats a pork chop. Daily bread mill, daily treadmill, it won't ever stop. One lone black gay boy I knew who chose to turn his back on the Lord. One lone black gay boy I knew who chose to turn his back on the Lord.
I am lying on the couch, I dream that I'm flying. Flapping both my wings so hard to keep me from dying. With the crown of God-forsaken thorns on my head.
Like all those black gay boys I knew who chose to go on back to the Lord. All those black gay boys I knew.
I am the story's writer. I'm barely scraping by. I wake up every morning. I tell myself to try. I say no compromises. I claim to have a plan, but feel like nothing more than an angsty gay black man who looks into the mirror despite the grief it brings, who hears these sloppy S's betray him as he sings. Sometimes I feel so ugly. Sometimes I feel so smart. Some people stand together. Meanwhile, I stand apart. Should I give up on hoping? My point of view will shift and let this agony just be my greatest gift. But if that is the secret, that makes like zero sense. I'll never change forever if I stay on the fence. With doubts I let define me, and lust I can't express, and pain I keep avoiding, and rage that I repress. I should stop overthinking and do the thing that's tough. Unleash my hungry lion, 'cause Dorothy's had enough of toxic Tyler Perry and white gay male tyranny. And my secret inner white girl, though she is dear to me. But would that be sufficient? Or would that be a sham? 'Cause even with those actions, I'm stuck with who I am. Someone whose self-perception is based upon a lie. Someone whose only problem is with the pronoun I. Maybe I don't need changing. Maybe I should regroup. 'Cause change is just an illusion. And I is just an illusion. If thoughts are just an illusion. Then what a strange loop.
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, online at 1015thehawk.ca.
Thank you for tuning in to Center Stage tonight. I hope you enjoyed our feature recording. A Strange Loop by Michael R. Jackson, the 2020 winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. A big, huge shout out to Yellow Sound Label for passing on this recording to me so I could share it with you, my Center Stage listeners. If you enjoyed this recording, make sure you visit their website, yellowsoundlabel.com. I'm going to end off tonight's show with a special recording of the late Bill Withers' Lean On Me. This is a recording that was aired just a couple of weekends ago across Canadian television sets during a telethon. A telethon that was raising funds for COVID relief. The sales from the single of this recording of Lean On Me are going to be donated to the Canadian Red Cross to help fight COVID-19 in Canada. The recording includes Avril Lavigne, Bad Child, Buffy St. Marie, Bryan Adams, Command Sisters, Dan Cantor, Desiree, Donovan Woods, Fifi Dobson, Geddy Lee, Jan Arden, Johnny Orlando, Josh Ramsey, Jules Halpernan, Justin Bieber, Marie May, Michael Bublé, Olivia Lunny, Rylan James, Sarah McLachlan, Scott Hellman, Serena Ryder, Sean Hook, Tika, The Tenors, Tyler Shaw, and Walk Off the Earth. You can find out more about this recording by visiting artistcan.com. Make sure you tune in again next week, Sundays from 6 to 7, for Center Stage, a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen on 101.5 The Hawk. I'm your host, Lila Miklosh, signing off. Stay safe and keep well.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow,
but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Diana Panton, you're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.